KM6WD. I'll put you down. I'll probably go to you next, Mike. It's just whoever I can remember at this point. N5INK, I'm putting you on the list.
B's amended.
KCT. Oh. PE7NZ, I'll put you on the list. All right, we'll start with that.
B4AA, last down move is
no, 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7, timeout.
For the list, V. I'm all broken up again. Boy. This is... Hey. You fine? I'm, myself here, and I'm completely, pixelated. All right. Let's try VE7NZ. Adrian, if you can copy me, what's the last music you bought, downloaded, or streamed?
Well, hey, Chris. Thanks for hanging in there. You're sounding good on the Canada Hub. I think the packet losses might be through Blind Ham, so I don't want to be too hasty because people often say those things and it's not sure, but I'm kind of looking at the dashboard here and trying to figure out what's going on, and something seems a bit funky there, but could be wrong. But you sound good now, and yes, I'm glad you said it's all through stream, because I was trying to think the last time I bought music online or downloaded or taped it online. Gosh. Long time ago. Of course, I paid for the streaming services, but there you go. I always kind of feel weird about this because, you know, as you know, I'm a big metal fan and love all that and love jazz, but what I'm a little listening to right now obsessively is the latest Madonna Confessions 2 album, because I'm also a big fan of pop music, played a lot of that, and love dancing, and Confessions 2 is probably the best album she's done in, like, I don't know, Confessions 1, whenever that was, 18 years ago or something. So I kind of thought she was one of those people that should hang up the skates and just give up because she kind of lost it, but she's brought it back, and the new album's good. And there's actually a YouTube video in 4K, but there's a YouTube video in 4K that is her Confessions 2 tour that you can watch for 2 hours, and really good. Interesting, you know, marketing-wise, she went out and put that out, like, right away, I guess, on YouTube, like, early on in the tour, and just said, well, whatever, you know, people are going to, better than people, I'm assuming she thought it was better than people just watching cell phone videos of concerts, so why not do it right up front? So she did, and what's that other night? It was a good night. My wife has introduced me to a whole bunch of music the other night that I didn't write down. Mostly female rock bands, really edgy rock stuff, like a band called Kerosene was one of them, and a bunch of others that I need to write down and report back next week, because they were really, really nailing it with great guitar riffs, and I was, like, really inspired by that. So, yeah, there's some great new stuff out there. Back to you, Chris, B7NZ.
All right, that's very promising. You were 100% there, but we're both connected to the same network. We're both on the Canada Hub, so it's helping. Great about the female-fronted bands. It'll be great when we don't have to even distinguish and we just say great band. But
Node,
yeah,
5, 1, 2,
interesting
five,
about Madonna.
Three, seven,
thanks for that review of the new album and the tour video. I honestly don't follow her too much. I think the last album of hers I really noticed was it Ray of Light? Kind of around, I don't know, maybe 2000? It was kind of a techno-influenced one. And then, of course, when I was a kid in, like, grade 7 in Catholic school, everyone was upset by Like a Prayer, which was maybe her peak. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for that. I hope people are still copying me. Let's try KM6WB. Mike, if you can copy me at all, what's the last music you bought, downloaded, or streamed?
Yeah, hey, Chris. I switched to the Canada Hub about 10 minutes ago, and it's better. There was a little bit of packet loss a few stations back, but you and Adrian are 100%, so anyway, hopefully I'm going to be okay as well. Well, I'm old enough to remember Columbia House vinyl. I think it was 1 cent. I don't know, you get 10 albums, I don't know, a penny a piece or something. I never got suckered into it, but I do remember it well, and I kind of was longing to be able to pay that little for a bunch of records, but somehow ended up with them anyway without joining the club, but sure remember that one. Let me see. Speaking of live music, very exciting here. Brad Meldow is coming next year. Tickets for an April 10th concert 2027 go on sale this Friday. I will be one of the first in line to grab that, so looking forward to seeing some good live stuff. Also, new Alabama Shakes album's coming out next week. Real excited about that. Brittany Howard fan here. Also, speaking of downloading and physical media and stuff, this is from Britain, but the trend is the same in the United States. Searches for CD players are up 96% since July, this last month. And CD players and portable CD decks and CD players are both selling well. CD sales are up this year 16% compared to vinyl's 2.4%. So really happy to see that. Physical media and really great fidelity if it's a well-mastered CD. So that's way cool. Let me reset here. And stuff was just downloaded recently, streamed. I haven't bought anything in many, many, many years. We were just on a little trip. We had a playlist going, and a lot of Chainsmokers tracks. I love pop music and dance music as well. So we played a bunch of Chainsmokers tracks in the car, and also Aurora, A Different Kind of Human album, which has been out for a while. And I love that track, A Different Kind of Human. Just that track from that album, really good stuff. So Aurora. All right, back to net. Hopefully I got through. KM6WB.
Yep, I'm monitoring two different places right now. So the Canada Hub, you're great. Other places, you were completely broken up there for a while. Now you're a little better. So maybe we've come through and come out the other side of whatever that was. Great about the new Alabama Shakes album. Have to check that out. And the Chainsmokers, Aurora, the other recommendations. Very interesting about CD player sales. I'll have to dig out all my discs. They're all sitting on a shelf here, so I should get them out and see if they still play. It's probably been 20 years since I actually physically played a CD. But I hope the kids are discovering that CDs sound great, or can sound great. Back to you real quick, Mike. Any idea what the kind of average price of a new CD is these days? Vinyl's pretty expensive. I'm seeing like $30 to $40 for a new album on vinyl. Hopefully the CDs aren't too much.
Yeah, on the lower end, $12-$13, and typically $15 to $20. Yes, it's cheaper than vinyl and much better sounding. Back to you.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead, comment.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever watched Cheap Audio Man and his YouTube channel. It's kind of fun, but why do you need to buy a CD player? Don't most people realize that their Blu-ray player has a great DAC in it and will play CDs also. KC2, CJ.
Yeah, absolutely. We still have a DVD player here. I have a Universal Pioneer player from probably 25 years ago that does DVDs, CDs, DVD audio, that Sony Super Audio CD format. I still have some stuff on that, in that format. Quick comment. I used to teach... Oh, sorry. Who was that?
Okay, go ahead. I'll quick comment after you're done, Chris.
So I was going to say, back when I used to teach guitar about 10 years ago, I used to burn things on CD for my students, mostly young kids. And the odd one would say, what do I do with this? We don't have a CD player. So anyway, over to Mike.
Yeah, right. Yeah, certainly Blu-ray players. I just looking at this article, the thrust of the article, and I think this is great news, is the kids. The kids are buying little portable CD players, so they're not going to, you know, be viewing Blu-ray or anything on them. But, you know, remember the Sony portable one, all the ones that are just literally a little bit larger than the size of the CD itself. Anyway, those sales are way up, and it's good to see the kids jumping on that bandwagon. So they want the physical, they want portability, and they want the physical item. Very cool. I think it's a great trend. Back to that KM6WB.
Yeah, what's old is new again. That's pretty neat. All right, thanks, John. Thanks, Mike. I'm afraid I lost most of my check-in list when I rebooted, so let's see.
Check-in, KD9UQE.
All right, KD9UQE, go right ahead.
Oh, outstanding, Chris. Yeah, I've been following this. I'm connected up direct to the Canada Hub, too. If anybody out there is having trouble, 517-300. KSL1's a good app to get connected right in there. I am a big fan of using YouTube for streaming a lot of these artists. Call me weird, which I'm sure some have, but one of my favorite artists to download is a young lady out of the Faroe Islands called Ivor, E-I-V-O-R. Just a fantastic performer. I think one of her most popular downloads has been a song called Trollebunden. Just absolutely love the music coming out of the Faroe Islands. A very folksy pop tune. And that's been my latest, following the smaller independent artists and doing, well, it's just the download quality of the music, especially with my hearing restrictions, has just been outstanding off of the YouTube app. So if anybody's interested in hearing a fantastic young lady, Ivor will really tickle your ears, E-I-V-O-R. Back to you, Chris. Thanks for a great topic.
All right. You were 100% there. Nice clear audio from QSO1. And I wrote it down, Ivor, or Ivor, E-I-V-O-R. So I'll be checking that out. Sounds quite interesting. YouTube is often where I go to just quickly check something out. If someone mentions a name, I'll just go bring it up, listen to a bit before I, you know, decide whether I'm going to invest or stick it on a playlist or anything like that. If I'm going to, you know, before I decide to really commit to it, I'd say YouTube is where I tend to go first, just to look things up and get a taste. All right. Who else do I have on the list here? Let's just take some more check-ins. Anyone else, now that maybe our connections are better, anyone else looking to join this edition of the Sounds Good Net, please check in.
DU3XCD, hopefully I'm connecting very well. KC8, Fox Queen Victor Mark, KC8FQV.
Okay, I got Mark, Riley, and Dennis.
November Tango, 9 Alpha, NT98, Patrick and Madison.
And Patrick, I've got you on the list.
Victor Echo 3, Golf, Victor Golf, Belleville.
And Cam, I've got you back on the list.
Hi, Chris. I think we've spoken before.
Yeah, we have. Okay, Andrea, I've got you on the list. Thank you for checking in. We'll get to you in just a second. Going back up the list, DU3XCD, Dennis, how are you tonight? And our question.